Welcome to Pause 2-3, Journeying Back to Our True Selves, the podcast where we dive into the shadows to rediscover our inner light. I'm your host, Jen, also known as the purple and gray-haired Nana of the internet. Because, well, why not? It's fun, and life is way too serious sometimes, so why not have fun when we can? I invite you to join me on a transformative journey of self-discovery and empowerment. Life is a roller coaster of highs and lows, of lights and darkness. In this space, we explore the darkest corners of our experiences, sharing stories of resilience, courage, and triumph. But more than that, we share a beacon. We shine a beacon of hope for those still navigating in their own shadows. Here we believe in the power of authenticity, in embracing our scars as badges of honor, and in lifting each other up as we journey towards our true selves. No more dimming our light to fit into the darkness. It's time to shine brightly, unapologetically, and authentically. Some episodes, it's just me sharing my journey. Other episodes will feature inspiring guests who have walked through the fire or many fires and emerged stronger on the other side. Their stories will ignite flames of possibility within you, reminding you that you are never alone in your struggles. So whether you're seeking solace in your own darkness or eager to share your journey from shadows to sunlight, Pause 2-3 is your safe haven. Let's embark on this adventure together as we reclaim our truth, our power, and our light. Get ready to hit pause on the chaos, tune into your inner wisdom, and journey back to your true self. Welcome to Pause 2-3. Let's illuminate this path together.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Pause 2-3 and the series on codependency, where I'm simply sharing some information about codependency, some signs to keep an eye out, and where codependency stems from. So we are jumping into episode 4 of this series, and if you haven't checked out the previous 3, the links will be down below in the description box or in the comments, so please go and check those out. Before we get further into this podcast, I just want to remind everybody that this podcast is not intended to diagnose, to treat, or to give professional advice. I do strongly encourage anyone who may feel that they are in a codependent situation or want to explore this deeper to consult with a mental health professional. I am simply sharing some things I have discovered on my journey in order to help shed some light for others who may be feeling like I was and aren't really understanding what is going on in their life regarding relationships. So with that being said, codependency is a complex dynamic where the enabler, their support, is actually allowing the dependent person to continue the harmful behavior. And the enabler, and maybe even the dependent person, they're not aware of this. And it's a tough cycle to break. And I'm going to get into shortly here a little bit of what that actually looks like. But it's tough to break the cycle if we don't first recognize the problem at hand. So by acknowledging the patterns of this behavior, and that's what we are going to look at today, is the patterns or the cycle of codependency. So when we acknowledge that and understand the roles that each person plays in the relationship, then we can start to unravel that codependent dynamic, that codependent relationship. So let's take a look at what some of these cycles might look like and what to look out for in your own life. So these patterns may indicate the presence of a harmful codependent relationship. So keep these points in mind. The first one I want to talk about is excessive caretaking. So this is one of the key traits of codependency, where one person has an overwhelming desire to take care of others. But this is often done at the expense of our own needs and our own well-being. So we're constantly, if you find yourself constantly putting others' needs before yours, this can definitely be a red flag for codependent tendencies. The second point is having a lack of boundaries. So in codependent relationships, there is very seldom clear boundaries. And this leads to a really blurred line between where one person ends and the other person begins. So we really kind of lose our autonomy. You may have difficulty saying no. You may feel responsible for others' emotions and often feel guilty when trying to set boundaries. So these could be common indicators that codependency is taking place. And the third point is low self-esteem. A lot of times, individuals that are caught in a codependent cycle will struggle with a low self-worth, low self-esteem, and therefore they seek validation and approval from others to feel whole instead of having that inner feeling of self-worth and a high self-esteem and feeling good about themselves. They'll look for that approval from others to feel good. And in seeking this external validation, trying to combat the feelings of unworthiness, that we don't feel worthy of love, or we don't feel that we deserve to be respected. And we really rely on others for our own sense of identity, and we kind of lose track of who we are as our own being. And then the fourth point I want to bring up is a fear of abandonment. And quite often, codependent individuals may have an intense fear of being alone or abandoned. And again, like I mentioned in the previous episode, that this often stems from something in childhood where they may have been abandoned or felt like they were always alone. And so they will stay in unhealthy relationships or tolerate mistreatment simply to avoid being left on their own. So these four points are kind of some things to keep in mind as you're reflecting and as you're looking at your past relationships. So although it's may seem like this is a vicious cycle, and in all reality, it can be a very vicious cycle. It is totally possible to break free from the cycle of codependency. It does, however, require self-awareness, a whole ton of courage, and a huge commitment to your own personal growth. And more often than not, this is not done just by ourselves. Quite often, seeking outside assistance, professional support, is a great tool to help you break free. So with that being said, let's look at some steps that kind of can help you navigate this journey towards healing and towards independence if you are finding that this codependency cycle is something that you've kind of been doing or seeing as a pattern in your life. So the first point that is really important is self-reflection. So taking the time to reflect on the patterns of behavior and relationships you've been in. So keep note of any codependent tendencies. So some of the points that I've mentioned earlier. And take note if you might have experienced some of those and explore a little more underlying reasons behind those, which again can be very, very helpful to have somebody walk through this with you. The second point, and this relates to one of the points that I've mentioned earlier too, is to practice setting clear boundaries. And this can be really difficult for somebody that has never been able to set boundaries. But by establishing clear boundaries in relationships and learning to prioritize your own needs and your own well-being first, and understanding that putting yourself first is self-care, it's not self, It's not selfish. So by practicing saying no when necessary and communicating your boundaries assertively, but also with compassion. So, you know, you don't have to be rude and mean about this, but it's finding ways that you can have your voice and you can set boundaries. And then number three, as I've mentioned earlier, is to seek support. So reach out to a therapist, a counselor, a support group, somebody that is well-versed on codependent patterns and that will provide you a safe and a non-judgmental space. So in this instance, professional guidance can definitely provide valuable insights and tools to help you break free from codependency and also help you be a better you and help you live your true authentic life. So the fourth thing, and this is something that is near and dear to me, is focusing on the self-care. Bringing self-care practices in that nurture your physical, your emotional, your spiritual being. So this can be really difficult for somebody that has never put themselves first, as I mentioned earlier. There's a huge difference between self-care and selfishness. And it's really hard to understand that when you first start to practice self-care. But by prioritizing activities that bring you joy, that bring you fulfillment, and bring you a sense of inner peace, that is definitely one of the key things, is to get used to that. Be okay with doing things that make you happy and recognize those things that make you happy. And then the final point I want to talk about, it kind of ties in with the fourth one there, it's building your own self-love. Building that love from within, practicing self-compassion, practicing self-acceptance, practicing being gentle with yourself. This can also include challenging negative self-talk. We are all so, so quick to do the negative self-talk. And friends, this is so, so detrimental to a good, healthy life, because negative self-talk, it brings us to a place of darkness. It makes us see things in a distorted way. Whereas when we learn to embrace our worthiness and realize that who we are as a unique individual is exactly who we are meant to be, and be proud of that, bring that love from within. So there's some points to help you kind of build up your independence, build up your self-worth, and be a stronger person so that you can get out of those cycles. And like I said, breaking free from the cycle of codependency is not an overnight thing. It is a slow journey. It requires patience. It requires self-awareness. And most of all, it requires a willingness within to change. But I do tell you, my friends, that by taking proactive steps towards healing and towards living a life that is meant to be you, your life, your authentic life, by taking those steps and practicing all of these things that have been mentioned, this is how we can learn to build a healthier, more balanced, more healthy idea of relationships, and bring in healthier relationships that are balanced, and reclaim our sense of autonomy, who we are authentically put here to be. Because friends, we all deserve to live a life free from the chains of codependency, a life full of self-love, self-respect, and a true authentic life that we were put here to live. So again, if this resonates with you, please share on your social media. Please reach out if you want to discuss more. And please don't be scared to seek professional help if this is something that you've seen in a pattern in your life. So thank you again for tuning in to Pause 2-3. And remember, along your journey, it's so important to pause, to reflect, and to be willing to grow. Until next time, my friends, sending you much peace, love, and kindness.
Thank you, my friends, for tuning in to today's episode of Pause 2-3. Your time and presence mean the absolute world to me, and I hope you found inspiration and solace in our journey together. If this episode resonated with you, I encourage you to like, share, and to comment to spread the light to others who might need it. Your support helps us reach more souls on their path to authenticity and healing. And remember, your story matters. If you feel called to share your journey from darkness to light, please reach out. Your voice has the power to ignite hope and transformation in others. As we close this chapter, let's carry the light of our shared experiences into the world, illuminating the path for all who seek it. Thank you again for sharing your precious time with me. Until next time, stay true to yourself and keep shining bright. Goodbye for now, sending you much peace, love, and kindness as you travel along your journey of life with endless possibilities.